those are typically optimal sites, so that wouldn't be a bad deal, and they're inexpensive to pop up there. Anthony and I were talking about the MQTT thing yesterday, and I don't have anything against it. I just wish it was black and white. When it's on, you know that, you know, this channel, right? Like, there's the Who Cares and there's Who Cares RF. I wish the Who Cares was MQTT only. And if you were using that and you went to go direct message someone, you knew for a fact it was not trying to MQTT. Because what I learned, and I don't know if I told you or Anthony, but when I had MQTT on for Who Cares, and I went to go direct message Dave and Greg, I thought I was going RF because it didn't have a little uplink downlink. And come to find out, as soon as I turned off MQTT, I couldn't message them anymore. And the other thing I don't like is how much it dilutes the node database to where you don't know what's RF and what's not. Even if you filter it out, you still get MQTT nodes popping in there. So, I don't know. What are you guys doing for the enclosures on those pies? I want to put one in my attic. It doesn't really necessarily need to be weatherproof, but I don't know. Keep the critters out of it, I guess. Keep the bugs. I don't know. You know, I don't know how big those hats are. They look relatively large, kind of like a RF board, which, well, it is an RF board.